Mayor Mike McGinn unveiled several technological upgrades that should optimize traffic flow as construction on the south end of the viaduct gets underway this Friday. The one the public is most likely to use is the addition of 12 streaming cameras.
Visitors to our website can access real-time videos of several city streets, including the West Seattle Bridge. It can be viewed on your home computer, on your laptop, as well as your iPhone and iPad or other smartphone devices before you leave your trip.
Other visible upgrades will be the addition of 25 buses along routes most affected by the shutdown and extra police officers to help manage traffic. You can also sign up to have email or Twitter alerts sent directly to you. But there's a lot more going on behind the scenes that commuters won't see. A new traffic responsive corridor on Aurora will automatically sense traffic conditions and adjust signal timing for better flow. Brian Kemper of Seattle's Department of Transportation explains how they work.
We do have patterns that are set up that will handle an extra high volume of traffic. And then if there's an individual intersection that for some reason is like the key point where there might be an extra amount of congestion, we can from here adjust the timing at individual intersections.
In all, $125 million has been invested in projects to keep traffic moving. But there's no sugarcoating it. Dealing with the overflow of 110,000 vehicles that travel across the viaduct every day will wreak some havoc on the streets. So plan ahead and try to travel during off-peak times. And remember, you're not alone. Chances are you're being watched by at least one of the 146 traffic cameras put out there to detect